At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Breaking down every game, every day in Major League Baseball, this is the Baseball Betting Show. Here is your host, Greg Peterson.
A warmer friend of the ball, welcome to Buffy Las Vegas for the Baseball Betting Show with myself, Greg Peterson, now part of the VSiN Family Podcast. We've got a tremendous podcast for you guys. Coming up in segment number two, we're going to be talking with Justin Perry. He does great work over at Shockwave Bets, but do not let the name fool you, as he does a tremendous job taking a look at this game that we all know and love of baseball. We're going to be taking a look at these four series that we've currently got in the MLB postseason, what has been standing out to him with regards to surprises, things that he thinks are relatively status quo. We're going to be taking a look at both games for Monday, as well as I give you picks and analysis for both games in the final segment of the show as we touch them all. If you do have a question, comment, segment idea, what have you for this podcast, you have one of two ways we offer those in. First one is my Twitter/X timeline at @GNR41. Keep in mind, letters EM, they mean does not matter. As per usual, please do send these into the timeline. And the other way, that is find an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. From there, you're able to fire in whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review. Did not get in any Twitter/X questions today, but we had a tremendous day of baseball on Sunday. Let's take a look back at it. Try to find some trends and try to get to know these teams a little bit better.
A game from yesterday is Greg buzzing about. Here is the Rowdy Recap.
The Orioles are really up against it right now as they fall to the Texas Rangers by a count of 11-8. The DK Network write-up pick for Sunday was the over, and we got it in the top of the third inning. As for the Texas Rangers, Mitch Garver able to supply a grand slam to be able to get that game over. That came off of Jacob Webb after Grayson Rodriguez just did not have it in this one. He had given up 3 runs or fewer in each out of his previous 12 starts. Gives up 5 runs and gets 5 outs. Bullpen really had to try to take over from there. Danny Colomb was able to give you an out of the bullpen. Tyler Wells, Cionel Perez, they both supply a scoreless inning as Yadier Cano. He gives up a run in an inning. Jacob Webb, 1 run surrendered in 1 2/3 innings. Captain Jack Flaherty, he gave up a trail of walks. He gave up 1 run in 2 innings. And by the way, for the Orioles, 11 walks surrendered in this game. It's Brian Baker, he gives up 3 runs in 1/3 of an inning. As Jacob Webb, he came on and gave up that grand slam that we did see from Garver, but I mean, those were all men that were put on by Brian Baker as he gives up 3 runs over the course of 1/3 of an inning. And for the Orioles, I mean, the offense was working. Gunnar Henderson goes deep off of Jordan Montgomery. Jordan Nix goes deep off of Jose Leclerc. For Montgomery, not like he had a great start. 5 runs, 4 of which were earned, given up in 4 innings. He had given up a grand total of 2 runs over the course of his last 5 starts going in. From there, though, Cody Bradford, who's had his issues for the Texas Rangers, 3 2/3 innings scoreless. Josh Jaboris in out of the bullpen. You did have Brock Burke, Jose Leclerc in that 9th inning, combined to give up 3 runs, including Leclerc giving up that home run to Aaron Hicks, who's really been able to find it with the Baltimore Orioles. But by then, damage had been done by the Texas Rangers, and they're able to get the win. Then in the nightcap, the Minnesota Twins, they get to Framber Valdez. They get a 6-2 W. As for Valdez, he just has not looked right, in my opinion, since late June when he had that ankle injury. 5 runs surrendered in 4 1/3 innings, including a bomb given up to Kyle Farmer as Pablo Lopez. How about him? 7 scoreless innings. Brock Stewart did allow a pair of runs as going deep for the Houston Astros. Yordan Alvarez is third in this series before you had Yoan Duran be able to close it out. But for the Twins, they go 2-of-6 with men in scoring position. So they were able to just manufacture a bunch of hard contact. Ryan Stanek gives up a run in 1 1/3 innings. And you also had Phil Maton be able to land a pair of outs out of the bullpen. Rafael Montero, he's able to go 1 2/3 innings scoreless. And Hunter Brown seems like he's going to be a super utility man for the Houston Astros here in the postseason. He was able to lend a scoreless inning as well. As if you're taking a look at what we've been getting in the postseason over the last 7 days, it has been quite a few unders. Things are starting to get a little bit more rambunctious. 7 unders, 2 overs, and we've seen a pair of pushes here in the postseason with regards to totals as well. But for favorites, they have gone just 5-9 straight up here in the postseason. All five favorites have won straight up, have been able to cover the run line, but has been a dog day in the postseason. I should say a dog week in the postseason, and we will see if that continues. As joining me next, we've got Justin Perry aboard. We're going to get his thoughts on what we've seen in the postseason thus far, turn it forward to Monday's games, and so much more right here on the Baseball Betting Show with myself, Greg Peterson, now a part of the VSiN Family Podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Are you ready to become a winning sports bettor? Schedule a call with SBIA to find out how their service can make you a long-term winning player. They've developed an innovative algorithm that maximizes units return, and they are so confident in their system that they offer a money-back guarantee. Sign up by October 31st and get their MBA package at no cost until they reach 10 net units. They treat sports betting like a business. So if you want to learn how to make your sports betting dreams a reality, visit them at SBIA1.com and check them out on social media at SBIA Sports.
Breaking down every game, every day in Major League Baseball, this is the Baseball Betting Show. Here is your host, Greg Peterson.
And we're back here in lovely Las Vegas for the Baseball Betting Show with myself, Greg Peterson, now part of the Beast and Family Podcast. It's always great to be joined by this man. It's Justin Berry. He does tremendous work over at Chalk Bally Bets, but don't let the name fool you because he does a tremendous job taking a look at the game of football, taking a look at baseballs. He's been joining me all season long on this podcast. Does absolutely amazing work taking a look at this game that we all know and love. And you're able to follow him on Twitter/X over at Justin Perry, the number 8 altogether. And that last name is spelled P-E-R-R-I. Justin, always great to get you aboard. Thank you.
Greg, always a pleasure to be here. Crazy. It's been a couple seasons together now, me joining the pod, talking some baseball. Really excited to talk about this postseason. I mean, we have some great action, maybe some unexpected results already. American League East has no playoff wins. That's kind of weird for October 8th, October 9th. But yeah, not great for that side of the baseball world. But some really good games coming up Monday. Excited to kind of get into it. And of course, just hear your thoughts too.
Oh, absolutely. We'll be highlighting the National League East in a minute, which they've got much more than zero playoff wins as of right now, but you alluded to it. The Baltimore Orioles, they fall on Sunday, and now they're in a do-or-die scenario against the Texas Rangers. And just what have you made out of this series? Because I do think something that you always want to be taking a look at with regards to postseason, and this is across all sports. This is in college basketball, baseball, football, what have you. You want to be taking a look at those teams that they've got some playoff experience versus teams that do not. Now, Texas has not been to the postseason themselves, but they picked up guys like Marcus Semien, Corey Seager, guys like that. Obviously, Max Scherzer that have been in postseason situations before, and I really think that that's showing through in this series.
Definitely has been a big deal. I think, you know, you're seeing guys who know how to pitch in big moments and give these teams what they need to, you know, compete. This was a high-scoring game. It's 11-8 affair in game two. But what we saw was nothing short of, you know, in my opinion, a playoff masterclass from the Rangers. Of course, the Rangers just kind of showing that you have these multiple, you know, 4-5-run innings. It's going to be hard to come back from that, right? Like, the Orioles didn't get back those 9 runs that they surrendered after the third inning. So it was pretty interesting to see how we can try to evaluate what the Rangers are doing so well. And is it just plainly really good offense? Sure. But the inexperience really is something I think, you know, you and I maybe talked about a little bit. Rodriguez is young. This was something we knew could be a problem. He could come in and just kind of get lit up by a team that has a lot of experience. A big moment for him, sort of pitching in almost a must-win spot, right? I mean, you look at series prices right now, it does not look good for the Orioles. They are not expected to make it out of this alive. They have to win, you know, 3 games straight now. They haven't won any, haven't really looked like they're going to compete. Of course, you know, they made it 11-8, but it was 11-5 going into the 9th, and those were kind of meaningless runs at the end. But to sort of see the bullpen just kind of get beat up, not able to do nearly enough damage off of the Rangers' bullpen. I don't know, maybe they did kind of slowed down and got bit by what happened to the Braves last season, which is like getting that bye and trying to like come in against the momentum of the Rangers, who went in and won some big games to get here. So you had a team that was already clicking, feeling like they could handle this, went into opposing territory, won at the Trop, and then, you know, going into Camden Yards and playing a team in the Orioles, who those teams went head-to-head all year, right? The Orioles and the Rays were, you know, kind of even pegging the entire season. So to see them now beat the other AL East team, I'm not exactly shocked. This is kind of what I was predicting. The offense is just too complete from side to side.
Yeah, and I was wondering what was going to be happening with game 4 with the Rangers because they piggybacked Andrew Heaney and Dane Dunning. But you know what? A good solution to that is don't get to a game 4. And I do think that it's going to be interesting to see what we get on a game 3 there. As Justin Perry, who does great work over at Chalk Bally Bets, is joining me right here on the Baseball Betting Show. But before we get those game 3s, with regards to the American League side of things, we've got a pair of National League game 2s that we are going to be seeing on Monday. And the game that is just so interesting to me is this Phillies versus Atlanta Braves game. Because when Max Fried has been available for the Atlanta Braves, he's been solid, but his last start was on September 21st, has been dealing with a blister issue. Meanwhile, you've got for the Philadelphia Phillies, Zach Wheeler, and the Phillies between plus 130 and plus 135 underdogs. That's a number that's calling my name. I'm not sure how you view this. Obviously, the Atlanta Braves, they really need to win this game because they dropped game number one of this series. But Zach Wheeler has done a very good job of bottling up this Atlanta Braves team in the three starts that he has had. And I've got my question marks with Max Fried coming into this one.
Yeah, this is a really interesting game. How often have we seen those Atlanta Braves, the Atlanta Braves that hit more home runs than like anyone ever has, and more players hit 30 home runs than anyone ever has, had never been shut out in a home game, gets shut out in a home game? I don't really know. I think they're probably a little rattled, a little worried. Wheeler has had their number this season. People say all the time, it's hard to beat a team three times, hard to beat a team twice. It's definitely going to be hard to beat this team four times. I mean, you got to think right now, as we sit here recording this on Sunday night, they are pounding film, looking into how they're going to approach these at-bats for Wheeler. They are going to score. I think that is a really easy thing to say. I do not think it's a shutout. I think we get a bounce-back game from the Braves. Problem is, the price isn't worth it for me. You know, I definitely think, given the price on this thing, you want to take the Phillies. But, you know, my feeling on how this is going to come out, I think this is going to be one of those games where the Braves get out to a pretty early lead, or they just do a lot of damage in multiple frames. There's a lot of reasons to think that they, you know, just kind of couldn't, I don't know, they always seem to kind of get bit. They said they were going to practice, and they said they were going to simulate games, but I think they'll be a little bit more loose on Monday's game and get some men in scoring position and get the pitcher out of the windup, which was a little bit of the problem. Like, they just didn't have nearly enough traffic on the bases. You have to threaten in baseball. It's something where, you know, you can't just expect to hit the home runs to make it seem really easy. You definitely have to get guys on base. You can't have errors. They only had 5 hits, so I expect them to have more than 5 hits. I think you can probably bet on Wheeler at decent prices to let up more hits, more walks than we might expect. This is going to be a hard-fought battle. They're going to try to get him out of the game as quick as possible, so I do lean Braves to take it, but, you know, even minus 170 is just a little too steep for me. I'd feel much more comfortable for the price, either just passing or taking the Phillies.
Yep, I'm right there with you. And this is a spot where I'm going to be willing to back the Philadelphia Phillies as well. I do think that for Zach Wheeler, he's not going to be able to keep a clean sheet, because we saw in 2 out of his 3 starts during the regular season against the Braves, actually held them to 1 run or fewer. He has to be like the only pitcher this year that faced the Braves 3+ times and came out with that sort of a result twice. But when you've got Max Fried on the bump, a guy that has been making a lot of starts recently, that does cause some for some questions, as well as Justin Berry, who does great work over at Chalk Quality Bets, is joining me right here on the Baseball Betting Show. And then the other series, how many times haven't we seen this? The Dodgers enter into a playoff series as the team with the better record, the team with the higher seed, and they drop game number one and they badly need game number two, as Zach Gallen's right now finding himself between a plus 135, and I'm seeing as high as a plus 142 here. Bobby Miller's on the bump for the Dodgers, but much like I was talking about with the Baltimore Orioles, I do have my question marks with the LA Dodgers. Throwing out there a rookie in Miller, I really like what Miller has been able to do all season long, but that said, with Bobby Miller, he does have some question marks for me. Going up against a guy in Zach Gallen has been the same on the road as he has been at home, but at the same time, giving me north of a plus 140 on the Arizona Diamondbacks does feel a little bit too steep.
You know, a pretty interesting price point for me there. I really like looking at the Dodgers. I think it's a game where, you know, we do have a little bit too much name respect on Gallen. Like, he's a great pitcher. We sort of saw a little bit of a weakness from him. Sort of the end of the season here wasn't nearly what we sort of thought we were going to see. Pre-All-Star, the whip was 1.05. Post-All-Star, 1.21, right? ERA jumped a full run from 3 to 4 in the split. It just wasn't nearly as effective. You sort of go into kind of how it looked. His September wasn't great. His July was probably his worst month. I don't know. I think he's a little bit more of a question mark than people maybe want to admit. He definitely kind of got a little bit of a easy road at the end and still kind of buckled, right? Like, he led up big performances to the Mets, to the Giants. The Orioles tagged him for a few runs. He had successful outings against teams like the Cubs and the Yankees. in September, but I don't know. He has a little bit more propensity to surrender some hits. He's had multiple outings with more than six hits allowed. There's been walks and like multiple walks in three of his last four appearances. I'm just a little bit worried. We'll probably see some production from Betts, Muncie, and Freeman. They are just elite hitters. So I expect Gallen to give up a few runs. I'd look for his earned run total, if it's like 2.5, even 3, to go over. I wouldn't be shocked to see him give up 4 runs over 5 or 6 innings. I think the Diamondbacks, given that they're in a position where they have home field now, they have every reason to ask him to go a good amount of time, try to save the bullpen arms for when they're back in Arizona, where they just have to win both games to move forward. So I expect Gallen to be sort of pushed to the limit, and I think that could mean giving up more hits, more runs, more walks than his lines are anticipating.
Yep, with Zach Gallen, he has not been the same guy when he has been on the road rather than when he has been at home. This is obviously going to be the biggest spot for Bobby Miller of his career as well. And when you do see sort of that, because we just mentioned it, Zach Gallen, he does have his issues with Bobby Miller. It's going to be his first career postseason start. Does that maybe put you on a little bit more of an over in this spot?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I'm a little bit concerned in just the sense that the Diamondbacks are a little bit up and down. They can definitely sort of go a little cold. I would be looking at a first 5 over. I kind of expect that the door could get shut on Arizona towards the end of this game. So I wouldn't, unless you really think LA kind of tears it up, I'm not really going on the over. And if I do like an over, it's the LA team total over. Bobby Miller's numbers have been, you know, nothing short of spectacular. He's given us no reason think he's going to have issues. You know, he's one of the best fastball velocities. So, you know, what that means is that his stuff on you know, down the middle is just kind of unhittable. He can trust his fastball for a strike. He throws it 48% of the time. So you're going to see it a good amount. Has a really good extension. I mean, kid's 6'5". So not exactly easy. His chase rate's been okay. But again, his hitching run value is just really high. The walk rate's low. The barrel rate's low. It's exactly the type of stuff you want. He has been playing his best stuff at the end of the year, quite unlike Gallen. He's seen his ERA drop. He's 6-3 since the All-Star break. Stuff looks really nice. I just really think this is a good spot for the Dodgers, even though you have a name brand like Gallen on the mound. Well, we could talk about taking them on the run line, but I think you just want to keep it simple. This could be a close one at the end. I like the first 5 for the Dodgers. I like the full game for the Dodgers. I think they tie it up. I would be shocked if they're going back to Arizona down 2-0.
Yep, I would be as well. At the same time, though, it's starting to get a little bit steep, and the way that I've always been playing the Dodgers is you either want to take them on the run line or you want to take the underdog on the other side as well, because the Dodgers, they seem to always be playing games that where they win by 2+ runs, or they just lose outright as well. As Justin Perry, he's joining me right here on the Baseball Betting Show, does tremendous work over at Shot Quality Bets. And with regards to what we've gotten this postseason thus far, is there any team through 2 games that you've either soured on or you're feeling a little bit more bullish about, sans the Orioles? Because I think if you had the Orioles going to the World Series, that's not necessarily looking so great. But I just take a look at what the Phillies have done, and I really did feel like going into that series against the Atlanta Braves, it was the best 2 teams in baseball going at it. And I think if the Phillies are able to get the job done in game number 2, this is a team that should be the favorite to be able to win the World Series.
I don't know if I agree with that. I think, you know, the Houston Astros are still the team for me. I know, you know, as we record this, they're currently losing to the Twins, but that's another really good series. The Rangers also look like a team who I think you could say right now, with the way the offense is performing, that they have a claim to be one of the best remaining if the Braves do get knocked off by the Phillies. It's tough. I think you could see any of these teams just sort of having a good week or two and being the one to do it. And that's the best part about baseball, is that that's where we're at, right? Is that all these guys have qualified. Being the better team in the regular season doesn't mean jack squat. It's about being the better team now. Given what we're seeing out of teams like the Diamondbacks, teams like the Rangers, I don't know. I think it's very up in the air. I think that there's reason to go and take the teams the biggest odds. And, you know, not the ones that are down 0-2, but, you know, if you could still get good odds on the Dodgers and the Braves compared to what you were getting a week ago, I think there's reason to expect them to be able to perform like we, you know, I've seen them all year. One game doesn't mean anything. And sometimes you get that, like that first game where the underdog can sort of come out hot and surprise the big favorite. And it takes a little while for the favorite to kind of like settle in. I think that given all that, you do want to take the team down 1-0. Maybe not the team down 2-0, it's the best of five, but down 1-0, I don't think you should be afraid to still back the team you think that's better. So if you really think the Braves are it or the Dodgers are it, I don't hate that bet right now.
Yeah, but especially with the Dodgers, if you think that they get the job done against Zach Gallen, that will be setting up very well for them because at some point they're going to get Brandon Pfaadt. And the Diamondbacks were able to win that start that they had with Brandon Pfaadt against the Brewers, but wasn't necessarily because he pitched great in that one.
Right.
And I would have a little bit more faith in the LA Dodgers, so I do agree with you there. And Justin, you do amazing work taking a look at the game of baseball. I know you've been doing incredible work on the football front. You, much like myself, getting set for what is going to be a tremendous basketball season as well. So love to get people at home know what's all on tap for you and how people are able to follow along on social media and other platforms.
Of course. So you can follow me at Justin Perry8 on the old X. I post a lot of stuff about, you know, what I'm thinking with baseball and college basketball. And then you can sort of tap into the work I do over at Shot Quality, where we use predictive data to power betting tools and projections. We are setting up for another great college basketball season. We've doubled the value on a lot of our memberships so that you can get some of the most powerful betting tools that use some of the most unique data. So really excited about that for the season, excited about our new models that we've been building. So should be a great season and excited to talk a little college hoops in a couple months with you, Hoops.
Oh, absolutely. The college basketball season, it is coming. It is going to be absolutely tremendous. Justin does a great job on that front, but he also does amazing work when it comes to baseball, when it comes to football, you name it. He does it every single time he joins this podcast, lends tremendous insight. So big thanks to Justin for joining me right here on the Baseball Betting Show, now part of the Visa Family Podcast. Coming up next, we've got a pair of great games that are coming up for this Baseball Monday, and I give you guys my picks and analysis on both of them as we catch them all.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
There's a lot happening these days, But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from the Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Breaking down every game, every day in Major League Baseball, this is the Baseball Betting Show. Here is your host, Greg Peterson.
And we're back here in lovely Las Vegas for the Baseball Betting Show with myself, Greg Peterson, now part of the VSiN Family Podcast. It is always great to be joined by Justin Perry. He does tremendous work over at Chalk Value Bets. As always, do not let that name fool you, though, as he does a tremendous job taking a look at this game that we all know and love of baseball. Every single time he joins this podcast, he lends tremendous insights. It's always very much appreciated. So a big thanks to Justin for joining me in the last segment. Now it is that time of the podcast to give you picks and analysis on both games on the betting board for this Baseball Monday as we touch them all.
If a game is listed on the betting board, Greg has a side and a total on it, so it is time to touch them all.
Do note that, as per usual, any changes that are made to these plays will be listed up on my Twitter/X feed at June_1. Well, we've got two games on the board, so we're going to be going in time order. Both of them are in the National League, so let's get down to business. And this is going to be the DK Network Arena pick. 9-17, 9-18 on the betting board. The Philadelphia Phillies hit the road to face off against the Atlanta Braves. Max Fried goes for the Bravos. You've got Zach Wheelan and Dylan Wheeler on the bump for the Phillies. Phillies are finding themselves as underdogs anywhere between +129 to a +136. In between -142 to -162. Seeing a straight -139, your number on the Atlanta Braves. Total on this game is 8. Over and under are between -110. And seeing a straight -115 on the over. The under at a -105. But that said, did set my total at an 8.3. Looking at the over. But right a pick is on the Phillies. I felt like this should have been pretty close to a pick 'em game. Personally, anything of a +110 or higher, I was willing to dive in on the Philadelphia Phillies. I do think that means something that Zach Wheeler had a lot of success against the Atlanta Braves during the regular season. Held them to 0 or 1 runs in 2 out of the 3 starts they had against them this season. The Phillies went 2-1 in those starts against the Atlanta Braves. And for Fried, when he's been out there, he's been relatively solid. But the biggest problem that you have for Fried is that he's only made 14 starts this far this season. And when he's been at home, he has struggled. On the road, a sub-2 ERA has really been able to lock it down. At home, closer to about a 3.87 ERA, giving up 1.2 home runs for 9 innings. I do have my question marks in this ordeal. Now, with Zach Wheeler, if you look at the raw ERA, not necessarily the world's greatest at a 3.61, but the fielding independent, that's more around a 3.15, giving up 1.8 walks, 0.9 home runs per 9 innings, 9.9 strikeouts per 9 innings, and Zach Wheeler's been better on the road than he has been at home. 3.16 road ERA, 4.13 a home ERA. And for the Philadelphia Phillies, yeah, they might not have the full season number of the Braves. The Braves, they lead the league in home runs, runs per game, on-base percentage, on-base plus slugging. You go down the list. But for the Philadelphia Phillies, since the beginning of the month of August, they actually have more home runs per game than the Atlanta Braves do, with 1.9 home runs per game. Bryce Harper has really been able to step up. He's been able to get you a home run already once here in the postseason. He had just 3 home runs in his first 58 games of the season. In the last about 70 or so games, if you look at the regular season and the postseason, 19 home runs in this time span. Trey Turner has been a little bit up and down over the last few weeks, but he had that run in late August, early September, where he had 11 home runs over the course of 14 games. You've just got guys overall that are able to move the line, likes of Nick Castellanos, Jose Rojas, even Christian Pache when they've been throwing him out there. All these guys have been able to hit north of a 275 during the regular season. JT Realmuto seems to be finding it as well. He's already got a home run, hitting about a 364 with regards to his on base here in the postseason. Bryson Stott has been rock solid, and then Kyle Schwarber, 47 home runs during the regular season, hit just .197 during the regular season, but closer to about a 340 in terms of that on base. And then for the Atlanta Braves, coming off of their first home shutout of the year, I don't think that they're going to be getting shut out once again. You've got likes of a Matt Olson, who's got north of 50 home runs, was absolutely tremendous during the regular season. And I mean, for that matter, each of their top 5 hitters in the lineup during the regular season were able to pound out north of 30 home runs. All these guys, they were up north of a 265 during the regular season as well. Marcell Ozuna, Ozzy Albies, Olson, who I mentioned, Ronald Acuña Jr. had that 40 and 70 season long with Austin Riley. So you just can't completely hold them down, especially when at the bottom of the fold, you still have someone like an Eddie Rosario who was able to give you 20 plus home runs, hitting north of a 250. Sean Murphy, 365 on base, 20 plus home runs. So you've got a lot of firepower there. But in terms of firepower in the bullpen, the Phillies have the upper hand as well. Phillies, ever since July 1st, third in the big leagues with regards to bullpen ERA. Jose Alvarado has been rock solid. Got the likes of Jeff Hoffman, Matt Strom being able to give you a sub-3.5 ERA. Craig Kimbrell has been a little bit up and down, but I have a little bit more faith in him than most of the Atlanta Braves bullpen arms. As Rossi Iglesias has been tremendous, and credit where credit is due. Pierce Johnson was absolutely terrible when he was with the Colorado Rockies. Ever since coming to Atlanta, he's been able to supply an ERA that has been very, very low. As a matter of fact, I think that's a sub-1 ERA since he's gotten to the Atlanta Braves, but Michael Tonkin has been a little bit up and down. I like what I'm seeing out of Kirby Yates, but on and off for the Braves, since July 1st, they have been 11th in the big leagues with regards to bullpen ERA. I think that the Phillies have enough to be able to match this Braves firepower with regards to the lineup. I do think that both teams are going to be able to generate their runs, but for Max Fried, this is going to be his first start since September 21st. Really, the lone action that we saw was that inter-squad scrimmage that happened about a week or so ago where he threw 75 pitches, deal with a blister issue. We've seen that linger for pitchers. My DK Network write-up pick, that is on the Phillies on the money line. Anything of a +110 or higher willing to take it. Did something total at an 8.3 as well, so you're at the 8, looking at the over, and then 919, 920 on the bank board. It is the Arizona Diamondbacks. They're on the road facing off against the LA Dodgers, as Bobby Miller is on the bump for the Dodgers, and Zach Gallen is on the bump for Arizona. Mostly seeing 8.5 on the total. Unders -120, the overs even. Seeing 1 straight 8 at circa. Overs -120, unders even with the Diamondbacks. They're between +130 and +142 underdogs. Any between -152 to a -160 is your number on the LA Dodgers. And if you are looking at that Dodgers run line, laying a run and a half, you are able to get right around about a +135 or so. I need it closer to a +150. I needed at least a +138 to take a shot in the Diamondbacks, but seeing some +140, +142 action, I'm going to be willing to dive in. Now, Zach Gallen has not been the same when he has been on the road rather than when he has been at home. For Zach Gallen, sub-250 home ERA, giving up right around 0.6 home runs per 9 innings, fewer than 2 walks per 9 innings. This does balloon to a little bit closer to 2.5 walks per 9 innings at about a 4.4 ERA when he has been on the road, but we saw him in that start against the Milwaukee Brewers. Shaky in the first inning, but then he was able to find his footing, was able to do a solid job, and what is really under the radar for the Arizona Diamondbacks, you date this back to September 1st, they are the third best bullpen in terms of ERA in the big leagues. Now, do I think that there's going to be a little bit of regression with the likes of Joe Mantiply, Jose Ruiz, Miguel Castro, Luis Frias, all these guys that during the regular season they had north of a 4 ERA? Absolutely, but Kevin Ginkel has been solid. Andrew Selfrank in his career, I don't think he's given up a single run, and Paul Sewald, he has been good coming out of the bullpen for the team. Meanwhile, for the LA Dodgers, it did help that they had that day of rest yesterday because they really had to burn through their pen as they got one out of Clayton Kershaw. For Bobby Miller, you've got to love what he was able to do during the regular season. Did a nice job holding down the fort. 3.76 ERA. Fielding independent was about a half a point better as for Bobby Miller, he's done a nice job of being able to mitigate the deep ball, giving up about 0.9 home runs per 9 innings, giving up fewer than 3 walks per 9 innings. Overall, I like what I've seen out of him. 3 runs or fewer surrender in each out of his last 4 games. Has really been able to do a solid job holding down the fort. I will say, in his last start at home against the Arizona Diamondbacks, he did give up 4 runs over the course of 6 innings. Now, start before that, as he's only made 2 career starts against the Arizona Diamondbacks. 6 scoreless innings on the road, and he does face off against an Arizona Diamondbacks team that, since the beginning of the month of July, 3rd worst offense with regards to runs per game in the National League. You do, though, have a nice fearsome threesome with this team, as Corbin Carroll, Lourdes Gurriel, Keitar Marte of the Marte Parte, all between 24 and 25 home runs. When it comes to Marte and Carroll, both of these guys throughout the season, north of a 360 on base. And then you do have Christian Walker, who he was a leader in home runs for the team with 33 bombs, just had not been himself towards the back half of the season. But here in the postseason, 4 hits in 3 games. He's really been able to find it a little bit more. That's something that you like to see in the bottom of the fold. The likes of Alec Thomas, Gabriel Moreno, they've been able to come through as well. And that's a big reason why the Arizona Diamondbacks were struggling towards back half of the season. The Dodgers, they are going to be able to outslug this Diamondbacks team. We're just calling it like it is. As for the LA Dodgers, you had Mookie Betts be able to provide right around about a 400 on base, 39 home runs during the regular season. JD Martinez, along with Max Muncy, both were able to give you 33-plus bombs as well. Martinez doesn't draw as many walks as Muncy, but is able to hit for a better average. And for the LA Dodgers, they are number one in the big leagues with regards to walks drawn on a per-at-bat basis. Guys like Jason Hayward and company that they might not hit for the world's greatest average, they find a way on, like what I've seen out of James Outman as well. Outman in the last 3 days was really able to find himself going into the postseason after it was a little bit topsy-turvy, very good start to the season. Towards back half of the season, did slide a little bit, and what is working in the Dodgers' favor as well with trotting out there a guy in Bobby Miller is going to be making his first postseason start as he has a rookie is that this bullpen of the Dodgers since July 1st, number one in the big leagues with regards to bullpen ERA. Got so many guys like Shelby Miller, along with Evan Phillips, Bruce Arter, Caleb Ferguson, that in a relief role I've been able to give you a sub-3 ERA. I have to say relief role because Caleb Ferguson overall for the year had a 3.43 ERA. His ERA was jacked up because he had a few bad appearances as an opener when he actually had to start. And then for Ryan Brazier as well. You take a look at what he was able to do coming over from Boston, nothing short of remarkable. Well, with the Boston Red Sox, north of a 7 ERA, 0.70 ERA with the LA Dodgers. So it's a very interesting spot. I do think that the Diamondbacks are going to be able to get to Bobby Miller, a solid pitcher, but at the same time, guy that I do have my question marks with, though, I do think that now that we're getting an 8.5, I think we've went a little bit too far. Semi-total at 8.4. I do think that Zach Gallen going to be able to deliver a rock-solid start here against an LA Dodgers team that they're able to hit, but at the same time, it is Los Angeles in the month of October. Balls that might have been flying out during the summertime, I don't think that they're going to be doing so as much here with Zach Gallen. He does give up quite a bit of hard contact, so it's going to be working in his advantage at a +138 or higher. Looking at the Diamondbacks on the money line, here at an 8.5 as well. Taking a look at the under, and that'll wrap things up for the Monday edition of the Baseball Betting Show, now part of the VSiN Family Podcast. If you do like hearing from this fine podcast, Baseball Betting Show, you're able to subscribe wherever you hear podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and TuneIn. If you have a question, comment, segment idea, what have you, for this podcast, you have one of 2 ways we offer those in. First one is my Twitter/X timeline, @GNR41. Keep in mind, letters EM, they mean does not matter. As per usual, please do send these into the timeline. Other ways, find an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. From there, you're able to fire whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review. Big thanks once again to Justin Perry of Shock Value Bets for joining me in segment number 2. I'll be coming at you guys every single day throughout the baseball season. That means I'll be coming at you once again tomorrow. Thank you so much for tuning in.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350 plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.